So the thing with the coming of the Lord or the opening up of the word, there are two things that are associated with that. One is liberation, but you can't have liberation without damnation. So what is damned has to be seen to be damned before you can be liberated. If you're still thinking that what should be damned is something that can be saved, then liberation can't happen. So again, it's this idea of the coming of the Lord and the last judgment are simultaneous occurrences because they impact on different aspects or levels of the mind. You know, one elevates what is of the Lord and the other damns what is not, or shows that which can't serve spiritual ends to be what it is, which is death, a form of death. The important thing to remember with that is that nothing is being damned. A thing's damned state is being revealed. It's already damned. We just have to come to realize it. So proprium, the natural proprium, the infernal proprium, is damned. And what damnation and damned means is it is not receptive of what is of heaven, because it believes in itself to be the source of life. So it makes itself God. And the Lord can't flow into that because it's a gross falsity, right? It's the thing from which all evils spring. So with the coming of any truth, for it to be worked into the life, its opposite has to be exposed and dealt with. I mean, that's the nature of spiritual work, that those two things happen together in a dualistic kind of way. So there's the last judgment element and the liberation element happening simultaneously. So this is like a major transition of state, but it's not disconnected from all that's led up to this particular point in time either. So I think the Lord's saying, I come quickly, right? And that has to do with immediacy of the Lord in terms of all of these processes. But in terms of our experience of things, I think when the conditions are such that the mind becomes receptive, there's kind of these incremental shifts that occur, and then there seems to be this major shift that occurs. But actually, the major shift is really the culmination of the incremental shifts that have occurred. And I think this is true for our lives as well. You know, like life just sort of goes on incrementally, and then we have these sort of major points in our life where something really big happens and changes occur. I'm talking about our interior life. And those significant shifts interiorly are not disconnected from everything that's gone before. It's just that what breaks into our awareness is like a culmination of all these minor shifts that have occurred, which have led to something in the mind flipping and something being established. Yeah.